on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. You know it's Ted's Giving. That's right, Ted's Giving with the cranberry sauce and the turkey and the sweet potato. Everything you love about Ted's Giving coming up. And Ted's colder than a witch's kitchen at Halloween, don't you think? Wait a minute.
Okay, Ted, we're on the air right now. Ted Bell is with us at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I apologize, Phil.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I apologize, Phil.
It's okay. Let's just move along here.
Well, I...
It did go out. All right.
I apologize.
Yeah, he said it's colder than a witch's tit. All right, we got that already, okay?
I apologize to all the listeners out there.
Okay, let's move along. We've got Major Elvis Newton on the phone, wants to talk to you. Major Elvis Newton.
Okay, is that somebody I'm supposed to know?
He's been on the show frequently.
Okay, I apologize.
Go ahead, Major Newton.
Yes, this is Major Elvis Newton. Is this Mr. Bell?
Yeah, it's Ted Bell, sir, yes.
Have you gotten any... I recognize that you've never heard of me, and that's all well and good because I work primarily in the area of home protection, law enforcement, and the like.
I understand. And you're friends with Mr. Henry?
I wouldn't say that I'm friends with Mr. Henry. I'm acquainted with him through one of my officers, Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh, all right. I've heard of Mr. Santos, yeah. Let me apologize. I
know you said what you said, and you're upset about that.
I am, and I want to apologize to anybody.
Okay, let's move past it, Ted. It's fine.
Well, yeah, Mr. Henry, my wife heard. My wife is standing right here. The reason why I called Mr. Bell is to ensure that you had my wife, Balunia Newton, down for a reservation.
What is her name?
Balunia Newton.
Balunia.
That's right. I'm not stuttering over here.
Okay, good. Do you have a Balunia Newton? We have her down for a luncheon for the...
Yes, a luncheon for the Women's Auxiliary of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Women's Guild.
You got a women's guild? Okay, yes, sir, we do have that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because my wife is oftentimes people, excuse me for, I don't mean to say this as a joke, people blow her off.
Uh-huh.
Because her name's Balunia?
People blow her off because her name's Balunia. Okay.
Boy, this guy's got no sense.
Well, all right, Ted, is that still bothering you what you said?
It is a little bit. And the gentleman I'm speaking to, your name is Balunia?
No, my name is... My wife is Balunia.
I'm sorry. You are Major Elvis Newton.
Yes.
Well, I feel bad because during the open to the show...
I know, I heard... Yes, I heard you say it was colder than a witch's tit on Halloween.
Yes.
All right. You have to move past that, as we all must. You said something that was insulting, something that was degrading, something that I imagine most women found offensive... But now you have to move past it, okay? You just, as my wife did, you just blow her off.
Because her name's Balunia.
No. I'm not making that joke. I'm saying, like my wife, because my wife was able to deal with being blown off.
All right, because her name's Balunia?
No, I'm not making that joke.
Your name's Balunia. Hold on, bud.
I'm not making that. Tell Mr. Dillman I'm not making that joke.
I know you're not making a joke.
All right. What I'm saying is,
if she doesn't like the name Balunia, I don't know.
I'm saying it makes her stronger. You can call, you can say, hey, Balunia, I'm going to blow you off or whatever. And it makes her stronger knowing that her name gives rise to these puns that can't hurt her. You understand?
Yeah, I sort of understand, but what has that got to do? All I'm saying is at the beginning of the show,
I heard you at the beginning, and my wife was here, and we heard you say, it's colder than a witch's tit on Halloween. And I imagine hold on for a minute.
This is Phil Hendry, by the way. You wouldn't know that I'm here because it's been all Ted and all Major Elvis Newton.
All right, I'm back. Hold on, I had to blow my nose. If you get my wife's name, Balunia.
Uh-huh.
I had to blow my nose.
Okay, I want to interrupt for a moment.
But Mr. Henry, I'm talking to Mr. Bell here.
You know,
wait, I'm going to interrupt. Is everything tonight going to be a reference to your wife's name, Balunia, and how she got blown off, and you had to blow your nose?
Mr. Henry, I am asking permission to speak to Mr. Bell my way, all right? Because I'm looking to reserve a quite substantial number of tables, which would mean a substantial amount of money for his restaurant, for a meeting of the Citizens Auxiliary Police Women's Guild to be held no later than January 16th, 2025. Unless Mr. Bell is just full of a lot of hot air. You know,
sir, I can assure you I'm not full of a lot of hot air. I started out, I'm very sorry that I said what I said about what I said,
which is to.
Yes.
And okay, Major Newton, we don't have to keep repeating it.
Well, he's upset about it, okay? He's upset that he said the witch is colder than the witch's tit, okay?
And we don't have to keep repeating it.
Well, hold on. And yet he blows off my wife, Balloonia.
You are just looking for an excuse to make these little cracks and these gags about your wife's name, aren't you?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Margaret Gray, Major.
Okay, yeah. Jawohl, mein Hauptmann. You know,
I'm very offended by that. Major Newton, we don't have to get insulting or bring Nazis into this.
I'm not bringing Nazis into it. I'm simply saying to the woman, she's speaking to me, Major Elvis Newton, like I'm something that she found on a tampon. Man.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, it just...
He's laughing because I said something very significant.
Can we get back to me, Ted Bell? I'm the owner of the restaurant. You have reserved... How many seats for this table does you want to reserve?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, sir, Major Elvis Newton.
He's talking to you, Major Newton.
Oh. I imagine there'll be 20 to 30... 30. 20, well, actually 40. 40 seats we need to reserve, my wife, Balloonia, for this meeting of the Women's Guild of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
40? All right. And you want this for Tuesday?
Yes, I want it for Tuesday, January 7th. That would be Balloonia Newton and the Citizens Auxiliary Police Women's Guild.
I got it. I'm very sorry, sir. I didn't mean to say...
Well, my wife, Balloonia, wants to make sure you don't blow it. Huh?
Yeah, no, I get it. We're not going to blow it for Balloonia.
Well, no, I don't think that's funny at all.
Oh, you don't think that's what... Don't blow it, but if I say blow it for Balloonia...
Well, it sounds like a campaign slogan. Don't blow it for Balloonia.
What is the purpose of your phone call here this evening, Major Newton?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you seem to be trying to get in a few jokes here along the way. Yeah. Everything with you, Major Newton, tonight is my wife, Balloonia, don't blow it. She blew it. Somebody blew their nose.
I never said anything about blowing a nose, although I will tell you this much, that all the hard work my wife does for the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Women's Guild, and all these other women stand around blowing their nose into it. It's as if it's one big handkerchief, all the hard work that Balloonia does, and all the other women stand there and pass the big handkerchief of her hard work to each other as they blow their noses into it. And I find it disgusting.
All right, relax.
Tell me to relax.
I'm telling you to relax, sir. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We wanted to talk about Ted's giving tonight, Ted.
No, I know that, but, you know, I'm very, 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 very happy to take care of any customers. Again, I apologize.
Well, you don't have to pay a lot of dues or do a lot of penance for what happened, you know?
Say that again?
He's trying to say that you don't need to provide proper service because you said earlier this evening for all to hear...
Don't say it, please, Major.
Well, this is the man that said it.
I said...
Yes, with children listening, you said...
Oh, you don't know if there's children listening. And why do you want to keep repeating it?
Because I think it needs to be repeated. As I stand here, and this man here is blowing his nose into my wife Balloonia's entire life, I want the people of the world to understand.
I said earlier tonight it was colder than a witch's tit on Halloween, and it is.
It's a very cold night, you're right.
Yes, and that's all I meant to say.
But you let slip a vulgarity there. It was very vulgar, Ted, and I'm glad you've apologized. Yes, and now that you've apologized, I don't think you have to do it anymore.
Yeah, just, Major Newton, just because people say that Balloonia blows it, you didn't, like I could say, Balloonia blew you.
Oh, my God.
Bud, what is wrong with you? Why did you say that? Come on, Bud.
Oh, my God. Did you just say that my wife, Balloonia, blew me? Did you?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
All right, Bud, get out of here.
All right.
Go on, you're out of here for the night. You knew full well, man, there wasn't anything you could say.
Sorry.
Bud, come here. Here's a 20 spot. Go get your load on.
Thank you, Ms. Ray.
Oh, that's just great.
What's your problem?
You gave him 20 bucks to go out and get drunk on.
That's right, Phil. The kid Ubered over here. He'll be fine.
You got a ride home, Bud?
Yeah.
Here's 20 bucks. Go get your load on.
That's right.
You know, Margaret, I appreciate the gesture for the boy, but he has to understand he can't just walk around here repeating all of these crudidities.
Is anyone going to speak to me about the hurt, about the insult that I just received from this young man saying that my wife, Bologna, XYZ, you heard what she said?
Yes, and I want to apologize on behalf of my staff, sir.
That won't do. That won't do at all. I want my wife, Bologna, to be apologized to by this man, Dillman.
And his name is Dickman.
I'm sorry, by this man, Dickman, so that he is... so that it's understood that he knows he overstepped his bounds to say that my wife, Bologna, blew me.
Well, why are you repeating it? You must think it's funny.
Did you hear this guy? Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Major, me.
Why are you repeating it?
That's what you said. That's exactly how you sounded.
Right. Why are you repeating it?
I think it needs to be repeated because you insulted me and every Christian soul out there when you yelled at me and scared me so much that I had a slight fear for just a split second, but a slight fear nonetheless that I'd unloaded my slacks. Christ on a crutch. Thank God and all that he is and will be that I didn't. I'm Major Hildas Newton.
Is your wife there?
Who are you speaking to?
You! Who do you think I'm speaking to?
No, she's not here.
Where is she?
None of your business.
I wanted to ask her if, in point of fact, all these things had happened.
You don't know. Oh, my God, you calling me a liar?
I'm calling you a liar. I don't think that your wife gets that offended by people saying, hey, you blew it, and hey, Bologna, sorry I blew you off, and stuff like that.
Well, that's not all. I just heard your man Dillman say...
Dickman.
I just heard your man Dickman say that that she blew me. Because her name is Bologna doesn't mean you have to track down every single reference.
And what happens if someone yells, "Dar she blows"?
There you go, see? So you just want to keep the jokes coming.
Well, are you serious? Somebody gets offended by that?
My wife, what do you mean, "Dar she blows"? What is that?
It's an old whaling term.
I don't understand that.
Okay, so, but every time the word "blow" is used in reference, is used around your wife, she takes it personally.
And why wouldn't she? She's the wife of Major Elvis Newton, me. And I'm the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I have so much responsibility that even if you were to tell my wife to go blow her nose, that would piss me off.
He's going nuts. Hey, listen, Major Newton, we appreciate everything you've done for our communities with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, but what?
No, hold on. We appreciate everything you've done. We appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate all of the things you've done for Jay Santos, who's a good friend of ours. But if you're on here, man, just to vent over the what you call the insult to your wife, Bologna, because people are using the word blow this and blew that, I don't think it has anything to do with her. I think it's just the way people talk.
My wife, Bologna, is organizing a dinner for the associated members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police Women's Guild to be held on January 7th at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I got all you monkeys making all of these blowjob jokes. And I can tell you now that I will...
Major Elvis Newton.
Yeah.
What are you applauding for? And what are you doing back here?
Oh, yeah, I was going to come back. I forgot my whistle.
What do you mean you forgot your whistle? It's another blow joke. Oh, man.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You can get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a subscription to his website, and hear 60,000 hours of his archived radio and digital shows. Or you don't have to. You can just keep on listening to the free show. It drops every single day. You can do that. Or you can get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. Those four choices are yours. At philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really want to apologize. I know Phil tells me I'm overdoing it, but I did not know the mic was open, and it's really my fault. I know Mr. Hendry should have some kind of a tape delay. I'm just so sorry for saying that.
Okay, Ted, we don't need to keep on beating it into the ground.
You see, there you go with the beating it. This guy gets pissed off because his wife's name is Bologna, and people are making references to blow. You know, and I suppose in many ways I would be as upset as he is if I'm listening to people. I'm talking about the woman that I love, and her name's Bologna. And now here you are talking about beating it.
What is it with everybody all of a sudden? This is a blitzing. You're just trying to be funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to clean up the act around here a little bit, Phil. I've listened to a lot of the replays. I've listened to a lot of the encore shows. And they have all of these juvenile references. And so tonight, here I am wanting to kick things off. And we got a family season coming up. Ted's giving. And it's Tedmas. You okay? You know that, right?
Yes, I know that, Ted.
I'm thrilled Chef Cedilli. He just dropped the phone and walked away.
Would you go get him?
It's Henry. He wants to talk to you. Henry wants to talk to you. Get over here, bitch. Oh, man. Did you hear that, Phil?
I did.
Where do you get off? Yes.
Ted, you don't just drop the phone and walk away.
Well, you're breaking my castanets over the same thing over and over and over again, okay? It's going to be Ted's giving. It's going to be Tedmas. We're going to try to have as much fun as we possibly can. I don't know this guy, Major Elvis Newton, or his wife, Bologna. If I could blow, you know, well.
Yeah, if you could blow it.
No, not if I could blow it. You know, here you go, Phil. Here, hey, Bologna, if you're still listening, you're blowing it. Huh? How's that, Phil? Yeah, see, Phil's laughing. Isn't he, bud?
Yeah, he is.
See?
All right, fine. We're talking here with Ted Belt.
Is your nose stuffed up?
A little bit, yeah.
This is what it sounds like. You go, Jesus Christ.
Hey, watch it, will you?
Sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
If you're just joining us, Ted Bell said it was colder than a witch's tit on Halloween, and now he's apologizing for using that kind of language. Phil's looking at me like I'm the dumbest thing in the world. Well, guess what, Phil? This language goes out all the time, so don't get all hot and bothered.
It's true, Phil. I don't like it as much as you don't like it. But by the same token, you let it fly out there and you don't do anything about it.
I'm doing something about it tonight. I'm mentioning it and saying, please don't do it again, Ted.
Okay, I won't do it again.
What is it with everybody tonight?
Everybody's on the rag, you know.
Don't you dare say something as vulgar as that.
Well, everybody seems to be, they're all uptight and everything.
What's with you, Ted?
What do you mean, what's with me?
You haven't said peep what you said. That it ain't that big of a thing, man. It's colder than a witch's you-know-what on Halloween, and yet you haven't said word one. You let these two idiots take over Major Elvis Newton. Okay, who's the other one?
There was another one.
There was another one. It was just Major Elvis. Oh, you're talking about Bologna? Was Bologna on the phone with him?
Well, no, Bologna wasn't with him, but Bologna was there in spirit. I think she was sort of controlling things.
So, you know, this is the thing. And then I'm trying to do a segment promoting my restaurant, and you have this guy come on what's his name again?
Major Elvis Newton.
Major Elvis Newton. I know this guy. And he's blowing it left and right with his wife, Bologna. Here. The General Jemison, he dropped the phone.
Hey, Ted.
Phil wants you. Yes?
Don't drop the phone and just walk away, okay?
Yes, sir. You know, Phil, I could buy and sell you five times over. You know that, don't you?
Probably you could, yeah.
Then where do you get off talking to me like that?
Because you're on my show, and I don't want you just dropping the phone and walking away.
He almost did it again, Phil, but then he gave it to me. What's that? What is it with you all of a sudden squealing on me? Because, Ted, I have learned in the past that loyalty to you only goes so far. I can be loyal to you, all right, and you're still going to walk by while I'm bending over, putting something in the oven. You're going to push your button to my face and fart, aren't you? What an asshole, man. He does do that, Mr. Henry.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. He thinks it's funny. You know, I ought to fire you right here and now. Go ahead. I can go across the street to Helga Biederbees. Oh, you're going to go across the street to Helga Biederbees. I'm talking, excuse me. So, yes, Phil, I'll be putting something in the oven.
No, I do not. This is a lie.
No, it's not a lie. Anybody can back me up. I'm putting something in the oven. He walks by, sticks his ass right in my face and farts.
Oh, for God's sake, Ted.
Why would you tell people? You're the guy tonight that was apologizing for saying colder than a witch's tit on Halloween.
All right, guys, let's move past that.
You know what I'm saying?
Ted, you know, nobody would guess in a million years you're a successful restaurateur, that you have a successful restaurant there. All you do is come on this program and cry and complain.
Oh, that's a bunch of horseshit. Excuse my language again. It's a bunch of horse hockey, and you know it. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
No, well, no, Ted, because you're always on the show bitching about this didn't make enough money, the promotions suck. I'm surprised you're not on here talking about how much Ted's Giving is going to suck.
I didn't say Ted's Giving sucked. I never said Ted's Giving sucked, because we give people turkey dinners, we give them their cranberry sauce, and we tell them to get out.
He's not doing well. You're not doing good. We're going to let you go, Ted.
Give me the phone. What? Give me the phone. Fuck you.
I want to talk to him.
Phil wants to talk to you. Yes?
You just said F you on my airwaves.
I'm sorry. He knows he's doing it, Phil. No, I do not do it, okay?
What's wrong with him?
I don't know, so I mean, I think he and Marcy, I don't think she's, I don't know, but I don't think he's living at home.
Hey, Ted.
Phil. What?
Are you, and Marcy split up?
Drop the phone on the floor again.
Well, we'll find out. This is interesting. So there's trouble in paradise. Yeah.
Let me talk to him.
Hey, Ted, it's General Shaw. Yeah.
So you have left, where are you living?
Look, I don't want to talk about it, okay? I come on the program here, I want to have a big night to promote Ted's Giving. Along comes this Major Elvis Newton with his wife, Bologna, talking about blowing it, and she's got her lips around it. I know Henry's laughing.
Yes, I am. All right, I'll let you go, man.
He dropped the phone on the floor and walked away.
All right, if he's going through that, he's going through that. Chef Chedelia, bless your heart, and thank you, and, you know, happy trails.
Thanks very much, Phil, and don't forget...
Ted's of Beverly Hills, there is Chef Carl Chedelia on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampry Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget, get over to our website, philhenryshow.com, and get some merch, baby. Get a subscription to our website. Grab yourself a ball cap. Get yourself some. Get yourself that flare drop shirt. Get yourself some Ted's of Beverly Hills gear. I mean, it's all there at philhenryshow.com, the Ted's of Beverly Hills stuff.
Yes, you can get the Ted's of Beverly Hills apron. You can get the chef jacket. You can get the great Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie.
It's all there at philhenryshow.com/merch.
Are you picking your nose?
I'm sorry? Are you picking your nose? I'm scratching my nose, dumb cough.
Oh.